Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I have a special guest who's joined us for our first two segments from Singapore, Grant Williams. Grant is an old friend. We have played golf with him a couple times in the past down in the Palm Springs area where we were speaking at conferences down there. Grant has got probably one of the top reputations in the world as a newsletter writer and as a fund manager. Brilliant, brilliant man. Because of his proximity to mainland China right now and because of his acumen in this area, we're going to talk about what's going on in China. Grant, pretty bad situation, huh?
It's certainly an interesting one, Al. We saw the Chinese stock market run up over 100% in a very short space of time. And, of course, nobody was screaming anything then except get in, get in, get in. Now we've seen what was a perfectly foreseeable collapse because it was a bubble. It was pure and simple. It was a bubble. And, of course, everybody's screaming blue murder. Now, what's interesting to me is the response to this thing because it was a very carefully orchestrated bubble, and we've had a property market correction in China. We've had the other big thing that's been going on is something called Operation Fox Hunt, which was the new premier's attempt to catch party officials who were taking money out of the country and basically stamp out a lot of corruption that goes on in China. And a lot of people didn't think he was serious about it. He proved to be very, very serious about it indeed. And as that rippled through the system, it tightened a lot of liquidity. There's a great story that did the rounds after his first committee meeting. And I've heard it from a couple of places, and they're pretty well connected places. So I'm sure there is a good deal of truth to it. And the story is that Xi sat down at his first cabinet meeting at a nine-man Supreme Council, and they all sat there with a brown manila envelope on their desk in front of them. And they had the meeting, and they were told that they couldn't open the envelope until Xi had left the room at the end of the meeting. So they all sat there, had the meeting with this brown manila envelope staring them in the face, all wondering what was in it. At the end of the meeting, Xi gets up, walks out, and his assistant says, okay, you can open those envelopes now. And when people opened the envelopes, what was in them was a list of all their assets around the world, not just them, but their family's assets. And so she was basically saying, I know where it is, I know what you've got, and if you don't back with me, I'm going to mess with you. That's a pretty big stick to carry. And so since then, we've seen a lot of Chinese, wealthy Chinese around the world put in something of a tricky position. So we've had this drain on liquidity. We had the real estate market have a severe correction. You could see when both of these things happened, you saw the gambling revenues in Macau just plummet as the wealthy Chinese stopped taking money across the border and going gambling in Macau. And they needed something else to be going up. And that turned out to be the stock market. And the problem when you get a big bull run in the Chinese stock market is for the most part, they're very uneducated investors. And so you saw a ton of money go piling into stocks. You saw a real mania. People were opening stock trading accounts, to the point where the government had to step in and limit, if you can believe this, limit the number of accounts that each individual could open to 20. So this is the kind of mania we saw. And the Chinese are a nation of gamblers. They love to gamble. I mean, it's almost a religion. So once you get this thing going and things like that get on a roll, people just get in and they want to gamble. They want to get involved. And once they start to gamble, they push and they press and they press their luck. And that's what happened. We saw this market go screaming up. Nobody stopped it. Everybody could see that there was going to be a correction, but everybody said, oh, you know, there'll be a 10-15% pullback. Well, lo and behold, look what's happened. And now, obviously, the recriminations are starting, and these guys are doing everything they can now to try and stop this thing becoming a real problem. And they're struggling at the moment. I mean, the kind of measures they're taking have ramped up in extremity over the last week in this, just this desperate attempt to stop this thing imploding. And they seem to have stabilized it a little bit, but it's they stabilized it at a much lower level, obviously. But time is going to tell whether the measures they put in place can hold. But I think what's important here is the fact that this idea that started ironically in the West, that nobody should be forced to take any pain anywhere, has now spread to the Chinese. And we've seen this after 2008 when government stepped in, and since then there's been this remarkable concerted effort to avoid there being any pain in equity markets and bond markets and real estate markets. And the fact that that's now spread to China, I think, is perhaps the most interesting symptom of this, because when you look at the investing public in China, as a percentage of the population, it's minuscule. So this is all about optics. Just the same way as everything in the West is, optically things have to look okay. And in China, even though the damage done to the sort of the public wealth in a stock market collapse is really, although the best stat I heard was that the Chinese equity market valuation market cap fell 10 greases in 2 weeks, 10 times the size of Greece's GDP in 2 weeks, and yet everybody was still worried about Greece. The point is, the percentage of the population that's hurting is really, really small. So here we are again. We have to make sure everything looks good. We have to make sure everything goes up. And when it starts to go down, we have to take measures to stop it, instead of doing what really everybody should sit back and do, and that's allow these market cycles to run their course. I mean, when did we get to the point where a recession was something to be avoided at all costs? Recessions are a perfectly natural part of the business cycle and have been for centuries. So when do we reach the point where we had to do everything possible to avoid a recession? That's a completely rhetorical question, because I don't know, but I suspect it has something to do with the phenomenal build-up in debt and the fact that when you have this massive debt overhang, you can't allow these things to happen. So the Chinese market crash is dramatic for sure. But I think it's also symptomatic of a lot of problems that ail the West, not just China.
Well, Grant, speaking to some of your comments there, we covered off a lot, but the people that are affected, too, we even heard stories of farmers leaving their farms because they said that they could make more money putting it into the market. So those people are definitely impacted, too. And moving forward through some of the controls that the Chinese have put in, something like over 21% of the total market cap on the Shanghai Exchange was halted at one point, and I believe still might be. They're making it harder for people to sell, and that didn't necessarily stop people from selling. We saw at the tail end of the week, at least on Thursday, the markets come back a little bit, but it really goes to show just how interconnected a lot of these markets are right now, because we went from hearing that the U.S. markets were reacting to what was going on in Greece to now hearing that the U.S. markets are reacted to what's going on in China. And this Chinese situation, to me, doesn't seem like it's going to slow down anytime soon. And I think one of the biggest points that you made there was touching on recession and how some of these markets are, it's natural to correct, and they need to let markets correct to get back to type of naturally traded markets. Unfortunately, that's just not what we have, and these central banks step in time and time again to buy back the markets, I guess provide some sort of comfort to people who want to put their money into it. But the fact of the matter is, we need longer recessions than just even the one that happened in 2008, where the markets came screaming right back. So everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back with Grant Williams.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Come check out our website, www.kereport.com. Investcorp.com for daily editorials focusing on investing and politics. We are continuing our discussion with Grant Williams right now. Al, take it away.
You know, Grant, Corey brought up something that's kind of interesting that a lot of people have been saying over the past few weeks anyway about the fall in the Chinese stock market. They're talking about they're drawing parallels between what happened in the United States in 1929 and what's happening in China right now. I think the magnitude of those two situations are entirely different, to say the least. You summed it up very well, I think, when you said, you know, the amount of people in China that are being affected by this is relatively minuscule. Can you elaborate on that for us?
I mean, the investing classes in China are small as a percentage. I mean, there's 1.4 billion people there. And as Corey pointed out, look, whenever these things happen, people look for stories of farmers moving into the city to trade stock. There's a great photo that did the rounds of a guy on a fruit stall selling fruit on the street with a laptop with a stock market chart on it. And these are the stories that people use to illustrate the craziness. But, they're outliers, let's face it. The point is that as these things happen, I mean, look, let's face it, it's not a correction, it's a collapse in China. Now, is it a collapse that we could see a sharp bounce from based on the measures that the authorities have taken? Absolutely we could. But if you look at what's happened in the US since 08 and the amount of central planning we've had around the stock market since then, these guys, as is always the case when you interfere with natural forces and market forces are, by their very addition, natural forces because they're an expression of the collective psychology of everyone involved in the market. So when you do that, and we look at what's happened with the S&P, you find that the pullbacks get shallower and shallower as people get more and more confident that in any kind of dislocation, the government will step in. But by trying to stop a correction, you basically generate your own problem whereby the markets will refuse to correct because they believe that you're not going to allow them to. And so people do what they did in 29, what they've done in China. They get over their skis and they feel like they're bulletproof because of the central bank put. And so what you end up with is a stock market that is wholly dependent upon confidence in either central banks or governments. And that's fine. That works very, very well until the day that confidence goes. And we've seen in Europe and Greece just how badly people, human beings, can handle situations. We've seen how personal feelings get involved. We've seen how historical arguments get dragged up. These are human beings making all these decisions, and human beings are inherently fallible. And so it just takes one misstep. It just takes one misstep. It takes one foot to be put wrong on a policy level, and suddenly people wake up to the fact, like they did with Greece last week, oh my God, there could be a Brexit. And you've seen how serious the negotiators are now getting. But of course, if they get a deal with Greece, the next deal is going to be Portugal and then Spain, and the deals just keep getting bigger and bigger. So these people who, for whatever reason, have decided that nothing bad should ever happen to anybody and we have to make sure that nobody ever loses any money and everything's great, they are just building up the forces against them with every single decision they make. And at some point, that will come down to a crisis of confidence. And if you lose confidence in a marketplace, it's over.
Oh, obviously this loss of confidence is happening over in Greece. Do you think we're close to that in the U.S.? And do you think that loss of confidence is also happening in China now? Or do these central banks still have so much power that they can maybe paper over some of these drops in confidence to bring some people back on their side?
That's a really great question, because that's really what it's all about right now, Grant, don't you think?
Yeah, look, of course they can paper over the cracks for a bit longer. I mean, the problem with any decision in investing always is when. Right? That's the unknown. We can all extrapolate. We can all see what's going on. The question is, okay, not so much what's going to happen, because you can take a fairly educated stab at what's going to happen. We just never know when. And nobody does. Everybody talks about how they think things are going to play out, but no one really knows when. So whenever anybody puts a time frame around something, it's educated guesswork at the very best. So in the US, they have the advantage over Europe, obviously, because it's one economy centrally run by one body of people that can make those decisions. That's the problem Greece has had. They haven't been able to do that. They're reliant upon a bunch of people that have a great deal of antipathy towards them. And can it go on for a while longer? Sure. Yeah, absolutely it can. But the problem is we don't know what's going to be the trigger for it not being able to continue. And when it can't continue anymore, it's Stein's law. If something can't go on forever, it will stop. And when it stops, they're out of bullets. These guys are out of bullets. They have 0% rates. They have the Fed's quintupled its balance sheet. Ultimately, when the next crisis happens, and as I said in the previous segment, these are cyclical human events. When the next crisis happens, they don't have the conventional weaponry to fight that crisis. So you're going to see some very, very desperate things get done, and the desperate measures that get taken will impact confidence. And this is, above and beyond anything else, it's a confidence game in the true nature of the phrase.
Now, Grant, when you do draw some parallels between what's happening in the U.S., what's happening in China, and what is happening in Greece, in the euro in general, what's your assessment of the strength and stability of each one of these countries, almost ranking them 1 through 3? Do you think the U.S. is still technically the strongest hand right now?
Technically, there's no doubt the U.S. is the strongest hand. There's absolutely no doubt about that. I mean, almost just by definition of having the dollar as the world's reserve currency, that puts them in pole position. But the sort of the strength of each of these countries, it's all hanging by a thread, but optically the thread may seem to be thicker in some countries than others. But the problem, if you look at the problem of all these countries, it's very clear that the problem common to all of them is a massive overhanging debt. And so these we've allowed these debts to build up, and the Chinese debt has built up very rapidly in recent times, rather than over the last 40 years, as we've seen with the US, for example. Greece, the talk is all about debt. You know, debt is a very, very dangerous and incredibly suffocating thing. It's something that, at these points in the cycle, it becomes something that will crush you. And it's crushed Greece. It's building up in the US, but because they have the reserve currency, they can stretch it out for longer. And the response to all kinds of short-term problems in the Chinese markets in 2008 has been to massively increase liquidity and credit.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool: a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are chatting with Brian London right now. Brian is the purveyor of the New Orleans Investment Conference, which Corey and I and Doc, who's on the line with us also, will be attending later this year, specifically the last week of October. Yeah, if any of you want to register, by the way, pre-register, where I believe you get a deal, simply click on our banner on our homepage website, kereport.com, and you can get all the information for the New Orleans conference on there. I got to tell you, it's the granddaddy of all the conferences, and it is the best of all of them. We're not really here to talk about the New Orleans Investment Conference right now, though. What we really do want to talk about is what's going on with one of our sponsor companies, NatCor. NatCor is a solar-related company that Brian happens to be the chairman of. Stock took a very, very large tick upward this past week, specifically on Thursday. We are all shareholders of NatCor, and we're very comfortable with our particular position. Please don't take that as being investment advice. We're just telling you what we are doing. Brian, what caused that significant increase in the share price this past week?
Well, Al, we announced a new discovery or development by our scientists of a remarkable new structure for silicon solar cells. This structure will greatly improve the cost structure for solar cells. It will streamline the production process. It will allow a number of things that will not only lead to much higher efficiencies, much higher power output for solar cells, but it will also allow for the elimination of silver from solar cells. Now, it's not good news necessarily for silver bugs like you and I, but for the solar industry, it's huge news, because if we're able to produce a cell without silver in it, which it looks like we'll be able to do, but we haven't done it yet, if we're able to do that, that alone cuts out about 30% of the cost of a solar cell. And that's just revolutionary in an industry like solar, where every small advantage in cost or efficiencies or power output are tremendous. It's very highly competitive. And if we're able to prove a cell that does not have silver, does not eat silver, then it's kind of a slam dunk business proposition for the industry.
Now, Brian, this news came a little out of the blue for me, simply because when we have been chatting with you about NatCore, the focus has been on greater efficiency in these cells. And then all of a sudden, NatCore also has the ability to lower the costs of these panels, which is also another great benefit. But can you speak to what type of efficiencies these new cheaper cells can produce?
We're using our proprietary laser processing techniques, which are all patent protected, et cetera. But they're allowing us to create these very high efficiency hit cell structures. Now, that's been done before. Panasonic and Sanyo achieved the world record for silicon solar cells of 25.6% with a hit cell structure. But it's so complicated to manufacture that there's been no way to really mass manufacture in a way that's really cost effective. Now, what our laser processing allows for that. So while we think we'll be able to get into the low 20s in efficiency pretty easily, we think that the upside for these cells is higher. It's really on the order of, you know, the mid 20s in efficiency. And that compares to the standard commercial cells today that provide efficiencies of, say, 17-18% on the high end. So we're dramatically increasing the efficiency, but also our laser processing really simplifies the production process, and that alone will drive the cost of production down significantly. Now, hopefully, able to add this bonus of removing silver from the solar cell. It all has to do with the structure that we've developed, and we can't really talk about that yet because we're still filing for patent protection. But the basic structure that this laser processing allows is what opens the door to removing silver and replacing it with much cheaper metals.
So there are some efficiencies and some, I guess, synergies that NatCore is developing here to not only help the cost, but then also the efficiency. Does it also, in any chance, speed up production time?
It may or may not speed up production time. It, you know, whenever you introduce any new way of manufacturing into a high-tech fab plant, they're very concerned about whether what you're doing is going to slow down their throughput. We haven't exactly quantified the speed of the lasers in processing these cells, but we're very confident that it's safely under a second. So we're not going to slow down any production process. In fact, the remaining steps in the production process, we're going to be waiting on them. So it's everything you could hope for. Not only will this process increase the power output of solar cells, but it will also make them cheaper, and that lowers the cost per watt tremendously. And it's a kind of a thing that we feel industry will have to adopt, or they'll have to go out of business because their competitors will adopt it.
You know, Brian, I have to tell you, the thing that intrigues me the most about NatCore, it's not that I'm not really intrigued with the technology, but I got to tell you, man, I don't understand the technology, but I do understand a little bit about making money. At least I have understood that for 35 or 40 years. But the thing, you make money with people, and I've got to tell you, the folks who you have surrounded yourself with Chuck Ravini, who's the president of the company, along with your technical team, I got to tell you, man, second to none. Corey, opinion?
Yeah, well, we like the team. That's why we got involved early on. And when we were involved, I believe that was before any of the initial major announcements came out. And essentially, Brian, you guys continue to move forward. What is some of the news flow that we can expect coming up? Because this one, as I mentioned, kind of caught me off guard in a positive way.
Well, in today's news release, we did come out and say that with this new cell structure, our next goal is going to be to produce a cell that has no silver in it and essentially replaces that silver with a low-cost metal like aluminum. And that's what we're trying to do. We have not done it yet. As far as I know, things are moving very quickly in the lab, but as far as I know, we have not done it. But we expect that we will be able to do it, and I think that's going to be the next big technical news release that we put out there, because that will validate this whole idea of being able to take this quantum leap in cost savings. As I said, we're increasing the efficiencies and taking these big, huge quantum leaps in cost savings, and that has tremendous impact, you know, not just on solar energy, but the whole global energy paradigm. You know, one of the things we figured out is that if we achieve our goals, then the average home in North America will be able to get off the grid completely, given the average roof area of the average home. You know, there are a lot of variables in that calculation, but it would demand efficiencies of over 20% for solar cells, and that's precisely where we're going.
Well, Brian, I have to say, Al and I continue to be impressed with what you, Chuck, the rest of your team over at NatCore are continuing to do, trying to enhance this technology to fit in and help all, or at least most, of the other solar panel producers out there gain efficiency and now even lower costs. For anybody interested in following NatCore, checking out the stock, you can find it on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NXT, or in the U.S., NTCXF.PK. They are also a sponsor on our website, so you can click on their banner ad on the right. And just in full disclosure, Al and myself are shareholders and continue to hold our shares. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's been July with Expandovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, Mr. Fleck and I are now chatting with a good friend of ours, a woman who's been involved in the resource industry for an awful long time, Roland Bailey. Roland's a good friend. We value her opinion. Roland called us earlier the week, and we were talking about some of the new activities that are going on in the junior mining sector. The Eagle Hill situation certainly does represent that. Eagle Hill, by the way, is not a sponsor on our website, and neither Corey or I are shareholders, so we have no financial interest in this situation. We just thought it was a situation in the junior mining sector that exemplified what's going on up there in terms of innovation. Roland, you're on.
Hi. I think in the mining sector, certainly in these times where the markets are tough, M&A is certainly the name of the game. Acquisitions are common of the junior companies, but what we're seeing here is a five-way merger. So there's actually five junior companies that are merging to form a new gold-focused company that's looking that's going to be focused purely in the Abitibi Gold Belt, so the Ontario and Quebec gold camps. And I think it's quite exciting to see five companies recognizing that they will do better working together than they do working individually. So that's what we're doing.
Really, and I quite like hearing this story because we talk on a regular basis about companies out there that are struggling or that really just need a change, some sort of a mix-up. And I think this five-company merger is a way that the industry is showing that it can survive and it can consolidate into strong companies, not guaranteeing that this merged company will be a strong company, but it seems to have a good chance. Can you give us a little rundown on any properties that will be a part of this, any that you think are the key properties, and then we'll get into a little bit of the finance behind it?
Sure. Well, I'm wearing my Eagle Hill hat, of course, because I've been involved with Eagle Hill since August of 2013. So there's five companies merging: Oban Mining, Rhine Gold, Corona Gold, Temex Resources, and Eagle Hill. Eagle Hill has the highest grade property, so we've got 1.4 million ounces, and in the indicated category, we've got an 8.4 grams per ton. So it's a very high grade property in Quebec. Temex Resources is the other company that does have properties with 43-101 statements. So they've got the Whitney property, which has got measured, indicated, and also inferred ounces at the highest grade of 6.85 there. And then they've also got their Juby property with about 4 million ounces at 1.2 grams per ton, and those are both in Ontario. And then Rhine Gold and Corona Gold don't have a resource out, but they both had cash. So what we saw here was the opportunity to bring all these companies together, end up with a pipeline of projects. So instead of, you know, each individual company having one project that they're focused on now, we've got five companies with a pipeline of projects all at different stages of development. And at the end, we're going to have $65 million in the treasury because Osisko Gold Royalties has committed to investing $20 million into the new company as well. So we'll have these five companies all with projects in the Abitibi, $65 million in cash to be able to advance the properties. So I think that really gives the company lots of optionality, right? The new company will be able to focus its resources on the properties that can be most quickly advanced to production, which in this case will be Eagle Hills Windfall Lake project, but then continue drilling and developing the new property so that, you know, just like the Barricks and the Goldcorps and the Newmonts out there, you've got a pipeline of projects that will continue to add to the value chain for investors as they advance.
Talk a little bit about the capitalization of the new company.
There's a couple of companies that already have cash in the bank but weren't doing much with them. They were just kind of hunkered down, as many juniors are right now. Eagle Hill needed money to be able to advance Windfall Lake. So those, you know, those are good synergies there. Osisko is putting $20 million in. So at the end of the game, they're looking at about $65 million in the treasury. There'll be a huge number of shares outstanding because, of course, they're merging all these shares together. So I would expect there to be a rollback once new OBAN is formed and is actively trading. We don't know yet what that rollback will look like. And then the go-forward plan is that the Osisko Gold Royalties team will be providing management services and oversight. So, of course, they're a very experienced, very well-respected team who've certainly proven their ability to advance deposits and add value with the work that they did at the Osisko property. And then there's also a really experienced board of directors. So the people from Osisko and from OBAN are going to be on the management team. And then we've got directors like Ned Goodman, who's the founder of Dundee Corporation, Sean Rusin, who will be the co-chairman. He's currently the CEO of Osisko Gold Royalties. And then some of the senior guys from OBAN will also be on the board of directors. So I think it's going to be a very well-respected team with a good track record behind them and certainly a clear vision of developing a leading junior gold company that's Canadian-focused.
I have to say that $65 million in the bank is definitely a selling feature for me, or I guess I should say a buying feature for me, just because knowing that a company has that kind of cash really shows its longevity in these markets. And as you said, a pipeline of properties able to explore with a management team that has proven quite valuable in the past. So that ticks off on all those aspects. Rilene, can you give us an idea on the time frame as to the closing of this merger? Because this all seemed to happen quite quickly, didn't it?
It happened incredibly quickly, which I think is quite impressive and shows sort of the intention of the management teams to make sure that they were doing something that was in the best interest of all of their shareholders. It came together, to my knowledge, in sort of less than a week, which is pretty impressive. The expectation is that the director circular will go out to the shareholders sometime in July and that it will close sometime in August. So I would think that we would have the new company up and trading toward late August or maybe early September. Always, of course, those things are always flexible, but the threshold is that 66 2/3% of shareholders of each company vote in favor. And so I know that they're, you know, they've already started working on that, the information that will go out to shareholders to give them the information that they need to vote. For, certainly for me as a shareholder of Eagle Hill, it's the pipeline of projects that's most compelling to me, just knowing that we've got more than one project that is going to be actively advanced. I think that always adds value and optionality, particularly in this market.
Well, and I have to tell you, what I find to be kind of fascinating about this situation is the example of resilience that is shown in the junior mining industry here. You know, we're not talking necessarily about a whole bunch of individual. Well, you know, we are talking about a bunch of individual companies, but we're talking about how people with a passion for this industry get together and make things happen, get together in order to serve their shareholders in the best sense possible.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. I think you've hit the key thing there. Is, you know, you don't let egos get in the way. I mean, everybody would love to, you know, we certainly would have loved to have stayed involved with Eagle Hill and seen it advance. plant closer toward production. We did the preliminary economic assessment in April, and we were happy with those numbers, and we, you know, sort of had a clear focus on moving the property toward feasibility and production. But you need to look at what's in the best interest of the shareholders, and I think this merger where everybody's coming together and it's going to be cashed up, and, you know, where if we had tried to finance Windfall Lake on our own, there would have been incredible dilution. So in this way, we're making sure that the project continues to advance. OBAN has already indicated its intention to move the project to feasibility and almost probably accelerate the timeline faster than what Eagle Hill would have been able to do it. And because shareholders are getting shares, not cash, they have the choice of staying involved and continue to participate as the project advances, or to, you know, sell out once they've got their new shares and take whatever bump they get there. So you're giving investors a choice, which I also think is important.
Now, again, I want to ask a question because I didn't understand your answer completely, but in terms of capitalization for NewCo, the new company, what is the proposal for that? How many shares outstanding, et cetera, et cetera?
Oh, you know what? I don't have that number off the top of my head. I should have. It's a lot. I think it's going to be up in the billions because they're combining all the shares of these five companies. So I don't off the top of my head remember what the new number is going to be, but I know that there will be a rollback once it's trading. And of course, each of the companies is getting a different premium. So depending on, you know, the cash they had in the bank and both the resource and the development stage of each of the projects, they are getting different premiums. So Eagle Hill shareholders are getting 10 shares in the new company and 5 warrants that are valid for 3 years. What Temex is getting, oh, let me give you the ratios here. Temex is getting 0.78 of an OBAN share. Rheingold is getting 1.88 of an OBAN share, and Corona is getting 7.671 of an OBAN share. And of course, each of those have different implied valuations. So all of that information about the transaction is available on Eagle Hill's website at eaglehillexploration.com and also on OBAN's site at obanmining.com.
Okay, and the point that Corey and I wanted to bring out here, that is a little bit, to me anyway, and I've been around a couple of years, to me that's a little bit confusing. So I would suggest do go to the Eagle Hill website if you have an interest in this. But also, ladies and gentlemen, don't construe this as being investment advice. This is simply an example of what Corey and I feel is a really good example of the resiliency that we have found to exist in the resource industry over the years that we both have been involved in this particular sector. Lynn, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much. We are looking forward to having you come back on in the future, and we will monitor the progress of this particular situation as it happens. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.